Speaking to the members of the Florida Senate Children, Families, and Elder Affairs Committee Thursday, an admittedly nervous Carroll says he's grateful he lost his interim status.
I was the interim secretary, and knock on wood, hopefully the permanent secretary. This is my first time, even though I've been with the department 25 years, first time presenting before a legislative body, so I am a bit nervous.
Carroll is the third secretary named during Governor Rick Scott's first term in office. His first predecessor resigned amid a spate of child deaths that occurred under DCF supervision. Since then, the legislature has enacted a series of reforms, including the creation of a child death website, and Carroll gave lawmakers an update on that as well.
And I can tell you, I think it's the best thing we've done. We have rolled that out just after the end of legislative session last year. We tried to expand on it because what we did is we just didn't want to notify folks currently. We wanted to go back and put all child deaths on there so people could see the history of child fatalities in the state of Florida. We were able to put 6 years up.
Carroll says his next target is to build on that number and put every child death that has been reported to the state's abuse hotline over the past 10 years on the website. He says they will also be close to meeting their goal of reducing child protective investigators' caseloads after they hire more people between now and March. For WFSU News, I'm Sasha Kortner.